What is that diphtheria?
It's a throat disease, and a child is choked to death. If you don't get
throat,
if you don't get relief pretty quick, they just choke on the phlegm and all that, you know, that forms in the throat.
Is
eat a piece of meat or something? What would you say? You
can they swallow anything? Or
if they don't let it go too far, if they you just let it go on unattended,
jaundice. And if you have your appendix taken out, it might say an attack of
phlegm and all the colon in its throat.
If somebody's got a,
you talked about somebody ate something that didn't agree with them.
Yeah.
So they had to have indigestion. Or,
how about the skin?
That's a
disagree with the
jaundice.
Disagree with the stomach.
If you have appendix taken out, you might say you had an attack of
appendicitis.
Okay.
It might happen. Well, it could cause a lot of trouble if they had enough gas collect on their
You'd say they
had their stomach or something.
Had indigestion.
That's what you got, you
know. Had to burp.
What if somebody got sick?
Would disagree with their stomach.
In their stomach, what would they usually do?
Stomach,
They would get got sick stomach. They would get some kind of Pepto-Bismol or something.
It would cause a lot of trouble if they had enough gas to collect on their...
But it gets some.
In their stomach. Something or another. That's when you need that.
Would you say that they were vomiting?
Somebody got sick.
If you can.
In their stomach.
Salt water.
They usually do.
Warm salt water.
They would get mighty good. Sick stomach.
What are some other words you gotta know a doctor yet, man, pretty.
But he gets some pretty soon.
And he's a good doctor. Good heart.
Would you say they'd ever vomit? Or?
He never said vomit.
Lots of times it's good to make them vomit if you can.
With
salt water. Warm salt water is mighty good.
What are some other words for vomit? You said something.
He always
puke.
Puke.
You got an old doctor here in Plant City.
And
he's a good doctor. Good heart man.
Drunk as a fiddler.
He never said vomit. Chirp, or whatever they call it.
And it being on Saturday, why,
she's all up chirp, and her chirping, or whatever she called it. He always puked. Old doctor does.
Yeah. But yeah, come on down, we get by 11 o'clock.
He practiced there with Frank Chamber, my wife.
So when it comes her time, she went in
there. She was just drunk as a fiddler. Busy, you know. And she'd taken some pills she had there for that, but it didn't do no good, so she called.
He'd come in pretty quick, and when he opened the door, I said, "Miss Butts, anything in this world could be the wrong with you."
And
I said, "Well, I don't know that I understand." He said, "Yes, you do." "Is that thing you live with out there?" "Says anything."
"He'd be out there." "Said, yeah, come on and be here by 11 o'clock.
You've always been good friends. I knew him when he was a kid.
So when it come her time, she went in there. They called her to get in there.
What did he tell him to do?
He come in pretty quick, and when he opened the door and come in, he said, "Miss Fudge, anything in this world could be wrong with you."
Okay.
She said, "Well, I don't know that I understand. He said, "Yes, you do." "Said, what thing you live with?" "Out there." "Said, anything could be wrong with you."
Okay.
"We've always been good friends. I knew him when he was a kid in school."
"Hey, what would you call it?"
That's it.
And what do you tell her to do?
Boy, somebody, give her some medicine.
The boy that's interested in the girl.
Done all right.
Might say he or her. What?
Well, some might say he's her.